when I'm down. Got my head in the clouds and my feet on the ground. I got big dreams, gonna make them.
Yeah, we got big dreams here in the Genius Lab, and we want to help you make them come true. And we're going to talk about that today, how to make them come true, how to, last week we talked about embracing the magic. Today we're going to talk about transformation. Easy deal. How to get from where you are to where you want to be. And if you have any social media connection at all, you see hundreds and thousands and gazillions of people telling you how to do whatever, right? You got to do this one thing. Most people do this wrong. You got to do this thing. I mean, it's unbelievable. And I have the answer for you. And right, they're just going to give it in a, you know, 2-minute video. No. There's no magic trick. There's no one thing that you're going to do. You can't listen to a frequency and all of a sudden, you know, everything's perfect, at least what you perceive to be perfect. And the interesting thing is a lot of the things that are perceived to be perfect, actually, like, there's way better stuff out there. And I can't tell you how many times in my life I've pursued a particular outcome only to find that it was a complete frickin' disaster. And it was only because I had a certain perception that it was a good thing. You know, that was it. Actually, if I would have just let things unfold the way they were unfolding instead of forcing things or over-applying my will to the outcome that I wanted, things would have been much better, much different. So today, what I'm going to talk to you about is like letting go. So this is not a, what do I want to say? It's not a cure-all. It's not a magic pill. It definitely has to do with magic, and it definitely has to do with transformation for sure. But it's maybe different than following somebody's instructions on what you have to do. So what I'm going to suggest is a process of transformation that requires letting go, okay? Because as long as you're holding something, there's no room for anything else in your hand, right? So if you put your mouse, or you have a couple pens or whatever, you know, I'm just looking at what I have now, my water glass, right? When it's in my hand, there's no room for anything else. So if what I have in my hand isn't what I want, let it go, okay? If there's aspects of your life that are not in alignment with your desired intentions or your desired outcomes, let them go. Just let them go. Well, what happens if I let go? Guess what? There's room for something new, okay? So let go of your current limitations. Oh, well, I can only do this, or I can only do that, or I've only had this education, or this experience, or that experience, or I don't know the right people. Whatever your limitations are, right? Let them go, okay? The other thing is release expectations. There's probably about a 90% chance that where you end up will actually be nothing like where you think you want to go, okay? And so when you release your expectations, you allow yourself to have the universe bring to you, have God bring to you, whatever it is in your model, bring you the best possible thing from a much bigger perspective. I remember talking to my friend and teacher, Maladoma, and I was really pissed about something, and I'm like, God, you know, these people do this, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to take revenge. I'm going to do this. He said, oh, settle down. These things are handled much better when handed over to the ancestors. Okay. In his cosmology, his ancestors took care of him. And so for him to intervene on this realm of consciousness, never really ended up with a very good outcome. Or let's say this, when he gave it to the ancestors, it always was a much better outcome than he expected. So let go of your limitations, let go of your expectations, forget the shoulds and supposed tos, okay? Magic does not follow the rules. And who made the freaking rules anyway, right? So if you're going to transform, let go of the shoulds and supposed tos, because those are huge, huge limiting beliefs that that control your behavior and your ability to assess and respond to and execute a successful outcome. So let go of your limitations, let go of your expectations, forget your shoulds and supposed tos, and then allow room for the possibilities. Okay? Just back the heck off. Okay? So many times I see people, you know, a lot of this is from the old days. You know, I remember back in the old Release the Giant Within Anthony Robbins thing, you know, and Brian Tracy is another guy, both amazing, amazing people in the self-development, personal development realm, but also with kind of an old school view of, you know, set your goal, have it exactly how you want it to be. When is it going to happen? And I can't tell you how many clients I've worked with in my coaching where they're like, I've done that for years and I've never gotten what I wanted. It's never happened. And I think that, you know, that presumes that we know what the best thing is. And my experience with most people, including myself, is that rarely do I know the best thing for me. I have a lifetime of mistakes to prove that I am not the all-being master of time, space, and dimension. So by releasing your expectations, by making room for new possibilities that you don't even know what they are, you open up the magic to come in and transform a situation that might be painful, that might be difficult, that might be limiting, and expand into a greater level of consciousness with a greater outcome for you and the world. So there's nothing wrong with setting a goal of where you want to be. The big thing is to how rigid do you want to be? Okay. If you truly know everything and exactly what you want and you don't want anything better, then knock yourself out, okay? But I kind of think of it this way, like know where you think you want to go and be open to something better, okay? You don't know what's going to unfold. There's a great situation that happened with a piece of property that an organization that I work with, we were acquiring this large piece of property in Mexico. And the owner had a huge price tag on it. We came in with a very low offer. That's basic negotiation, right? We had a limit of how much we were going to spend on it. And it was really funny because after a month or so of negotiation, we were going to raise our threshold. We were going to go another amount of money, and we needed to get the get approval from our funder, the guy that was funding the program, and before we spent another, you know, $1 million of his money, and we couldn't get a hold of him. And we had already made a fairly low offer, which we were very comfortable with. And we couldn't get a hold of the owner or the funder to get approval. So we couldn't make the offer that we were going to raise. I think it was like $350,000. And while we could not get a hold of our guy to raise our offer, the owner accepted our low offer. And it saved us $350,000. If we would have pushed through, crammed through, jammed through, made sure we got this guy, had all of his people find him and give us the okay, we would have spent $350,000 more than what we actually needed to. But in that time of despair, distress, non-communication, where the hell is so-and-so, we got what we wanted for the price we wanted, and we didn't actually expect that would happen. So sometimes things that seem to be the challenges, that seem to be the obstacles, are actually the pathway to the best possible outcome. So as you embark on this path of transformation, realize that you as a human being on this three-dimensional level only have a certain perspective and only have a limited range of knowing. And that as we, as spiritual people, surrender the possibilities to those beings which are much more intelligent and have a bigger point of view, we allow the unfolding. Paul Selig is really an amazing guy. He channels, I'm very skeptical of people who talk about channeling, but this guy seems to be quite legit. And I have some friends that follow him very closely. And I've watched what's happened in their life. And they're like, well, you know, the guides are guiding us. And you know, this is where I'd like to be. And but I'm open to the best possible outcome. And I realize I don't have the best perspective. I just have a perspective. So start there. And then I'm gonna let go of my limitations. I'll take this or better. I release my expectations, how it's going to come, what it's going to look like. Forget about the shoulds and supposed tos. So no one can tell you, you know, what's right and what's wrong. You got to figure that out for yourself. And then allow for new possibilities. And then open your eyes and pay attention. Because when God, when the guides, when the ancestors, when the universe opens the door, be ready to walk through it. It's not like you're completely inept and, you know, oh, I'm going to sit on the couch and eat popcorn and watch binge on Netflix constantly. Get out there and do your stuff. Get out there and move the energy. Get out there and see what's happening. Be available for the miracle, okay? And this is my transformation process. You probably don't know the best thing for you, but pick what seems desirable and ask it or something better to come along to bless your life, to have an easier, you know, make more money, have more friends, have a lover, whatever it is for you. And then watch for the door to open. And when it opens, simply walk through. It's easy. It's effortless. And it will help you keep looking up.